Blog Talk Radio.
This is Disabled Veteran Radio for February 23rd, 2015. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where are you? Tonight's show, Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane tonight. Four words that could change the future for marijuana. Unbelievable. Maybe some people, I might call some people in Colorado tonight, try to get a hold of some disabled veterans in Colorado that are smoking medical marijuana out there that are helping them with their PTSD. I'd like to hear from them tonight. If you know somebody in Colorado, have them call the show, 646-716-8912. And I need to update my website. You can donate right now, PayPal, on the front of my website. It says $20,000, $15,000. Pay no attention. I know if you don't have that much money, then you don't have that. But you can click on PayPal and give $50, $100. Just put it in there. You can put the – just click on those PayPals under those large amount of donation figures at my website, Bill Apgar. That's A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio, BillApgar.com. And tonight is Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act.
Oh,
and
well.
You had it half right. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of them.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead, until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
You got
PTSD!
God damn it! My life has been!
Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol door. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. And fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but a hate!
Over my blue suede shoes. You can knock me down.
thing that you wanna do. Honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Lock it.
Stomped on his head with those blue suede shoes.
Radio. Now I'm looking for my microphone. I know my microphone's down here somewhere. I was going to turn up my microphone. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Yeah, there we go. How's that? All right, how's that sound, volleyball? That's right, I'm the Tom Hanks of radio to a volleyball, which is out there in the universe, out there in no man's land. We put Disabled Veteran Radio in the category of paranormal tonight. Paranormal, that's right. Because Disabled Veteran Radio is talking about, ooh, yeah, we're talking Mary Jane, or as they would say in Romania, Mogadon. That's right, Mogadon. Actually, that means my God, but that's slang for Mary Jane. Four words that could change the future of marijuana. To put it mildly, the marijuana industry is rapidly evolving before our eyes. What seemed like the long shot to succeed a decade ago is quickly becoming a flourishing industry. If you'd like to comment tonight, 646-716-8912. We're going to read more of the article here in just one moment. 646-716-8912. I may try to call Colorado to see if I can reach a disabled veteran there. We did go to Home Shopping Channel today, so we'll have our reporter Don Reese hopefully call us up, and so we can thank her about getting us on the Home Shopping Channel today. You know, they had a cooking show. I forget the name of it. It was a walk. Some woman didn't get paid to be there, but it was cool being there. You know, I wish she could got paid or whatever. I hope it opens up. I don't even know if they're going to use my testimony. I think they're not going to use mine. I don't know. There was a girl that was the best, and she's from Georgia. I thought she was from South Carolina, but she's from Georgia. The pictures are up at my Facebook page, Bill Apgar. A is in Apple, P is in Paul, G is in Grapefruit, A is in Apple, R is in Radio. 646-716-8912. So more of this article here. Over the last decade, we've witnessed the pendulum swing from 75% of those surveyed by a Gallup being against the legalization of marijuana to 58% of respondents being in favor of its legalization as of 2013. The implications, as we previously discussed, are twofold. This is a story from this Motley Fool. I don't know if this is like a true website or whatever. marijuana's benefits and big risk. First, marijuana sales are both recreational and medical marijuana exceptionally high rate, which brings in tax revenues for states where the drug is currently legal. This tax revenue can curb budget deficits and save jobs, and it's a great tool for sparing all residents of a state a tax hike. All those who purchase medical or recreational marijuana are subject to the tax. So that is the main question on tonight's show of Disabled Veteran Radio, where disabled veterans should be fully compensated. Why should they be fully compensated? I will tell you why they should be fully compensated. The reason they should be fully compensated. Oh, man, that's why that didn't load up, because I undid my computer. That's okay. That's okay. That's why it's trying to load and it can't load. I tried to load a couple more Bob Marley tunes, and I turned off my upload box, and it's not uploading now. But that's okay. The reason that we do the show is because disabled veterans that were given an honorable discharge may have been given a personality disorder, which is a misdiagnosis. Because my current VA psychiatrist says I should have been diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge, which means I should have retroactive payment back to the time of discharge, that's a lot of money for one person like me. It's six figures, over $500,000. I mean, other people, other disabled veterans should have that too. But I don't know why. I heard something there. Click on the speaker there. Huh. Anyway, we're here. If there's anybody out there, you know, a Martian, somebody from another country, I don't know. I don't even know if anybody's listening. I would like to know if somebody's listening. Probably later on somebody will listen to the show. So if you're a disabled veteran, you know, I hope everything's going to be okay. All right, you know. I think everything will be all right. You know, I got this text from Robert McDonald. I don't know if this number that I use all the time is his, but text back says he's going to help out me get my money, or somehow he's going to try to make it right. So maybe everything's going to be all right. That's why we're going to play a couple Bob Marley tunes on Disabled Veteran Radio, talking Mary Jane tonight. This article that I seen written by a thing called Motley Fool, which you always see on Yahoo, which I don't know if that's just like a Reader's Digest type of thing. And we're getting ready for the radio program on 1490 tomorrow down in Bradenton. Here's Bob Marley. Everything's going to be all right here on Disabled Veteran Radio.
About a thing.
This here is Bill Apgar, Disabled Veteran Radio. How you doing tonight? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Let's turn up the mic. 646-716-8912. I figured it out. I did. I got it figured out. We got my Bob Marley tunes. They're all here. All my Bob Marley tunes are here. Well, let's see how many. Oh, I played. What was that tune I just played? Everything's going to be okay. That's what I just played, Bob Marley. Oh, yeah. Back to the article. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Disabled Veteran Radio. We're on an hour here. I could be on 2 hours if I was to schedule some guests, you know. I think if somebody was to call in and say, hey, Bill, I'm listening to the paranormal category on Blog Talk Radio. I'm listening to you talk to yourself about how you should be fully compensated by the disabled, by the Veterans Administration because you had a grease gun stuck up your hiney. Every little thing is going to be all right. Don't worry about those sailors. Because those two first classes say remove his dungarees. Don't worry, there was a captain's mass. But they didn't get charged. They should have got charged along with the master chief and the ensign and the lieutenant. But don't worry about a thing. Because I went to the doctors right after it happened. So it's documented. Pay me, bitch. And pay the other disabled veterans. Right now. No more screwing around. Gosh damn it. Pay us our money. That's all that counts. We won't think of suicide. I don't think of it now. You know, but look at what happened to Clay Hunt. He killed himself and he got a bill. If you're alive and bitching, pay me. Pass, you know, once you twerk at suicide bill and say fully compensate disabled veterans, we wrongly misdiagnosed with a personality disorder. Which should have been PTSD on the date of discharge, which is what my VA psychiatrist says, but she's afraid to come out and say it because she'll be fired. Marijuana's benefits and big risk. First, marijuana sales are for both recreational and medical marijuana tend to be taxed at an exceptional high rate. I think I said this already. It brings in tax revenues for states where the drug is currently legal. This tax revenue can curb budget deficits, save jobs. It's a great tool for sparing all residents of state tax hike. Only those who purchase medical or recreational marijuana are subject to the tax. I read that already. The other implications is that the legalization of marijuana from a medical perspective could allow researchers to study greater depths whether or not marijuana has medically beneficial properties. We already see it prescribed for cancer, pain, and glaucoma in most of the 23 states where medical marijuana is legal, but there could be a number of additional indications where marijuana might be the answer. Of course, the one thing continually standing in the way of marijuana's nationwide expansion is the fact that the federal government views it as a Schedule I drug. As such, marijuana is defined on a federal level as a illicit and believed to possess no medically beneficial properties. Thus far, the federal government has allowed individual states to manage their own marijuana policies, but there are no guarantees that this will forever remain the case, particularly if the regulation within each state aren't being adhered to. But there could be good news for marijuana proponents, especially medical marijuana supporters. Following comments made by the new U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy. In a recent interview with CBS this morning, Dr. Murthy had this to say when asked about whether or not marijuana should be legalized. My position is we have to see what the science tells us about the efficiency of marijuana. And I think we're going to get a lot more data on that. We have preliminary data showing that for certain medical conditions and symptoms that marijuana can be helpful. So I think we have to use that data to drive policy making. And I'm very interested to where this data takes us. The four words that could change marijuana's future, especially the pain that medical marijuana takes, are marijuana can be helpful. No prior surgeon general has admitted that marijuana could have beneficial medical properties, and it suggests a possible future softening in the federal government's stance toward marijuana if the studies conclusively show benefits associated with the drug. Yet another way to consider this, we've already seen a softening from the federal government that has stayed in the background and allowed 23 states to manage their own medical marijuana facilities and 4 states to legalize the recreational use of the drug. It's possible even more softening of federal policing of marijuana could be the offing. That's what it says there, offing, O-F-F-I-N-G. Maybe it's supposed to be offering. But before you start betting on a sweep nationwide approval of marijuana, keep in mind that Dr. Murthy also told the Senate during a confirmation hearing that just like other drugs, I don't recommend marijuana and I don't think it's a good habit to use marijuana. If I had kids, I would tell them not to use it. In other words, don't accept recreational marijuana sweep and reform bill anytime soon. Huh. Well, by God, that stinks. 646-716-8912. Jenny, can you call me? 646-716-8912. We're playing some Bob Marley songs because we're talking about this Motley Fool. Maybe that's why they call this the Motley Fool, because you believe it, what you read. I'm reading an article about the 4 words that could change the future of marijuana. And I'm playing Bob Marley tunes. We heard Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Now we're going to hear Stir It Up here on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Yeah.
Disabled Veteran Radio tonight on Mary Jane. That's what we're talking about. And I was hoping somebody would call. We did have a wonderful time at the Home Shopping Channel today. I was there as for a testimonial. They were, I forget the lady's name again, some kind of walk, and it has 12 different colors, and it has a see-through lid. You could pick up the sides. You could take it anywhere. It's pretty cool. You cook shrimp in it. You cook eggs in it. But I forget the lady's name. Anyway, back to the story that we were just discussing here before I played a Bob Marley tune. Four words that could change the future of marijuana. Could you imagine them selling marijuana products on a Home Shopping Channel? Holy cow, I see it coming down the line. If Dr. Murthy comments did anything, it excited investors in the medical marijuana space, such as those currently eyeing GW Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, but see, it's all about the pharmaceutical business. And NSYS Therapeutics. NSYS Pipeline is focused on developing two cannabinoid-based drugs. Cannabis are derived directly from the cannabis plant. It's currently developing an oral solution of dronabinol using the cannabinoid THC. I can't even talk tonight. I need a drink of coffee here. Cannabinoid THC for the treatment of chemotherapy induced nausea and vomiting, which is in phase 2 of 3 studies, and earlier, what's the third stage? Clean that up. And an early stage CBD-based oral solution for the treatment of rare types of epilepsy known as Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, Dravet syndrome, D-R-A-V-E-T. GD Pharmaceuticals has a significantly bordered research pipeline for cannabinoid therapies. GR Pharmaceuticals has one approved drug known as Sativix to treat multiple sclerosis in more than a dozen overseas markets, not in the U.S., and is developing additional 6 drugs if you could also include Sativix other additional studies. GR Pharmaceuticals is looking at what cannabinoids may be able to do for people with schizophrenia, type 2 diabetes, glioma, I think I should say glaucoma, but it's spelled glioma, epilepsy, to name a few indications. Although Sativix is already approved in selective overseas markets, It's Epidiolex. For those rementioned rare childhood onset epilepsies, Lennox-Gastaut syndrome and Dravet syndrome, those that holds the most promise. In prior clinical studies, Epidiolex reduces seizure frequencies of Dravet syndrome patients by 56% while providing 52% reduction in seizure frequencies for those with drop seizures and symptoms often associated with Lennox syndrome. In clinical studies verifying that marijuana has medical benefits, it could be a completely new world for these drug developers. It also would likely put these companies on the radar for big pharmaceutical companies that are looking for new sources of growth. It's all about, you know, caution is still waiting. We're going to read that, and then we're going to read 19 trillion industry could destroy the internet. This is Disabled Veteran Radio, 646-716-8912. Why do we do the show? We do the show because we're trying to get fully compensated. How are we trying to get fully compensated? Because we were misdiagnosed with a personality disorder. Should have been PTSD. That's what it should have been. And I don't know why that they're not, you know, hey. You know, why can't they get jamming on it, you know? Get jamming on it. Don't just sit there. Get the disabled, get me fully compensated. Get the other disabled veterans fully compensated. Get us fully compensated. That's why we're playing some Bob Marley tunes here on Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane tonight.
I'm
Hi, Bill Apgard, Disabled Veteran Radio. How you doing? How you doing? We're back, 646-716-8912, 17 minutes left in the program. We're going to call the Woodshed Stove Shop. That's in Cannon City, Colorado. But I'm going to finish up the last part of this. Caution is still warranted. Yet, in spite of the Surgeon General's encouraging words for marijuana supporters, it's worth playing things cautiously. For example, GW Pharmaceuticals' initial Phase 3 study involving Sativix for cancer pain missed the mark, and even if Epidiolex Breeze, through its clinical studies, were likely looking at bottom-line losses for GW throughout the remainder of the decade. Why don't they just go with straight the marijuana bud? Like, go through all this. They gotta get, because it's the pharmaceuticals. In short, the marijuana industry is still very much in its infancy and probably isn't worth your investment dollars, at least not right now. That's what they say. It's certainly worth monitoring the progress of new studies, which Dr. Murthy seems to believe we're going to get a lot more data on, but when it comes to betting on marijuana, it's a smart play, in my opinion, to stick to the sidelines. Okay. 19 trillion industry could destroy the internet. One bleeding edge technology is about to put the World Wide Web to bed. It could make the early investors widely rich. Experts are calling it the single largest business opportunity in the history of capitalism. The Economist is calling it transformative, but you probably just call it how I made my millions. That's some stock. Well, that's that story. Let's see how many disabled veterans stop into the Woodshed Stove in Cannon City, Colorado. They're located at 1215 South 9th Street in Cannon City, Colorado. Well, we'll find out where Cannon City, Colorado is, because we're about to call him live here on Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane tonight. They're out in Cannon City, Colorado. I should play it. Oh, gal. Or what's it, Colorado? Cannon. And what's the name of this place again? Oh, yeah, the Wood Stove Shop. The Wood Stove Shop. Wood Stove Shop. Wood Stove Shop. Is anybody home at the Wood Stove Shop? Wood Stove Shop? The Wood Stove Shop? Is anybody home at the
Wood Stove Shop? We're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 3. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Yes, Wood Stove Shop. Woodshed Stove Shop, this here Bill Apgard, Disabled Veteran Radio. We're live at 646-716-8912, Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane tonight. Four words that could change the future of marijuana. But we wanted to call your place of employment there in Colorado and find out how many disabled veterans visit your place every day or each week to get their medical marijuana. You can call us 646-716-8912 or log into our website, because we'd sure like to have you as a sponsor. We'd come out there and broadcast live out in Colorado. Go to Bill Apgar, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio. We know you have lots of money. Help a disabled veteran come out there and smoke some marijuana in Colorado. BillApgar.com. Get us out there to do some live shows. All right, all the best. May God bless. We have 13 minutes left in our show. Oh, and we'll play a Bob Marley tune for you. We're going to play a Bob Marley tune for the Woodshed Stove Shop, 1215 South 9th Street, Cannon City, Colorado, 719-275-9007. They should put their website. Was their website on there? I'll have to check it out, but I'm going to play them. Let me play them this one, Bob Marley, smoking two joints in the morning.
Joints at night, smoke two joints in the afternoon, and it makes me feel alright.
time aboard. Smoke your joint before I smoke your joint, and then I smoke your joint. You once told me, son, you be hardworking. Mama, she once told me, son, you do the best you can. Day one day, I met a man came to me and take care. A hard worker, a hard work fine, but first take care of him. So in the morning, I took the joint to night. Smoke the joint in the video game. Smoke the joint, it's time of peace, into a time of war. Smoke the joint before I smoke the joint, and then I smoke.
South 9th Street, Cannon City, Colorado. Their telephone number is 719-275-9007. I guess that's near Colorado City, I guess. I don't know. Cannon City. Oh, they're at woodshed.com. Let's see, woodshed.com. Woodshed Films. That took me to Woodshed Films. Why do I want to go to Woodshed Films? Let me see more info. They got a website. They should have a website. Woodshed.com. That's what it is. So it takes you to film catalog news and the store. Oh, there's a store. We're retooling our store. Come back, visit us soon. Huh. Well, ain't that a hoot? Man, on my right eye. It's fogging up tonight. I turned the lights down low. It's been 80 degrees the past 2 days. I thought I was going to meet some important Home Shopping Channel person over there today at the Home Shopping Network. But that was kind of neat today. That was, you know, talking about this. I should have brought that piece of paper with me. Talked about the wok that you put the shrimp in. What's her name? Leon. I forget the name of the walk. I have to find the name of it. Nobody's listening anyway. 646-716-8912. Here's a guy who sort of reggae. Kevin Little turned me on. Man, when I was in the Home Shopping Channel, I got turned on in there. I did. There's a lot of hot people there. Here we go. Turn me on. The remix. Kevin Little on Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane. Talking Mary Jane tonight. Pharmaceutical research terminology. That's how they confuse you. Listen to me as I say pharmaceutical research, and that we're going to take drug A, and drug A will help us with epilepsy and other forms of epilepsy, which is cucaraca mucaraca, which is the side effect of your liver falling out of your butthole. You know, come on. Give us layman terms like, we're going to rape you. We're going to put you on this drug. Just give us the herb. Don't put it, you know, okay, you got to put it in pill form for kids because they have seizures. Fine. Yeah, it should be like the marijuana that you smoke. You know, maybe that's why I hope I don't end up with cancer. Man, I get them cigar, whatever. Well, man. 646-716-8912. If you can help me keep Disabled Veteran Radio on the air, go to BillApgar.com. A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio.com. Or call my cell phone, 727-678-1219. All the best. May God bless. And hopefully we'll be on the air tomorrow in Bradenton, Florida. Here's another Bob Marley tune on Disabled Veteran Radio on Mary Jane.